Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Riding in my Vic with bad intentions, with a thing in the trunk while I'm blazing a blunt with a mind to do wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I should've stayed home.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
Yeah, I had a couple stacks, ride real clean, a 22 inch flats, popping them beans. I had a 12 in the back and always seemed like I had to watch my back running slow. Creeping through traffic with my strap on the floor. Yeah, I was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I felt like a grown man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
After the club, you know what time it is. Gon' hop in the car, man, you rollin' with a star show there. Let me take you home.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt right even though it was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner.
Oh, Lord, forgive me. Oh, please forgive me. I just thank you. Ooh, Lord, thank you. He forgave me on the cross through his only begotten son. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I pray all is well with you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, God, his Son, our Savior, God, his Holy Spirit, our Comforter. I pray that you are just doing wonderful in the Lord. No matter what the situation is, no matter what it looks like, I'm telling you, no matter what our day was all about, your physical, mental, whatever it is, you better give it to the Lord. But you got to give him praise, because if you hear my voice, and I know I hear my voice, and if you're out there, whether it's going to be live or recorded, give God praise. Just tell him thank you. Just tell him hallelujah for just another day, another opportunity. Somebody didn't see today. Somebody didn't make it into the month of March. And, you know, we just got to give God honor, glory, and praise. Want to say shouts out to all of the head of the ministry out there. God bless you, to all my brothers and sisters, to our Savior, Yahshua himself, our Father God, Yah. And we are filled with his Holy Spirit. Let us clear our hearts and minds as we go before the throne of God in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and merciful Father God, Yahuwah. God, Father, we just say thank you. Father, we thank you as we give you honor, glory, and praise for another day, giving us the breath of life, waking us up this morning. We say thank you, Father God. We thank you for the remission of sins, the cleansing from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet of our sins, our iniquities, ooh, all of the ugliness and things that are just not about you. We just thank you for sacrificing your only begotten son, Yahshua, our Savior, HaMashiach, on the cross and filling us with his Holy Spirit. We say thank you, Father God, Yah. As we step into this new month, this new day, Father God, I thank you for allowing another opportunity to use this platform to give you all the honor, glory, and praise. Breaking Chains is all about you and helping the people to see our sins and our darkness, to break away from the enemy and step into your marvelous light. Father God, Yah, I ask that you touch me tonight, Lord God, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father God, turn it around, Lord God. Healing, Father God. Recovery, Father God. Revival, Father God. Strength, comfort, Father God. All the things that you promised me, Lord God. I receive and accept it openly and publicly right now in the name of your son, Yahshua, Lord God. Thank you. Father God, I just thank you for all of the men and women of this ministry, Lord God, our P31 ladies, our men of valor, Lord God, and their families, Lord God. Father God, I ask that you touch them right now. Send your Holy Spirit. Father God, straighten it out, Father God. Make a way out of no way, Father God. Whatever the situation is, Father God, let your will be done. Have your way. We just ask it to be done, Father God. Bless the ministry, Lord God. We thank you. As Breaking Chains turned 15 years old last week, it's celebrating you and giving you honor, glory, and praise. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, as we get ready to prepare ourselves for 28 years of ministry come June of this year. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for all the work that you put in us. I thank you for the vision. I thank you for the strength to keep me moving. I thank you for just allowing me to have that faith the size of the mustard seed that you gave me, faith from you to believe that I can do it. We're still striving on. It may be hard. There are trials and tribulation, hurts and pains, but you told me it was coming. You said it would be there. You said, but you'll never leave nor forsake me. Family, friends, whatever, associates, they're gone, but you're still here, and I thank you. So as we prepare to step into tonight to break chains, I just want to come in tonight and ask that your spirit be felt all throughout the land. You said, well, two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So we welcome you. We welcome you tonight. We will trust in you with all our hearts. We will stop leaning to our own understanding. And in all our ways, not some of them, we're going to acknowledge you so that you can direct our path. Father God, we turn it over to you, Yah. We leave it there. And we just walk in your way, walk in your will, and walk in the plans that you have for us through the prophet Jeremiah. We thank you. We honor, glorify, and praise your holy name. Healing to us all. And Yahshua, they say his name is Jesus, but we know him as Yah. Because he say, me and my Father are one. He is you in the flesh. And we thank you for it. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your love. As all of God's children touch and agree in the spirit throughout the earth, we all say to you, we love you, honor, glorify you, praise you, and amen to your holy name. Let's become one with him as we get ready to break chains, because ain't no more playing around with him, y'all. Let's go get him.
I want to be one with you. I want to live in your truth. Of the universe, in my heart I know you desire you to be first. Lord, help me and I will do the best I can. Have mercy on me, cause I am just a man. Guide me day by day and light my path. Don't let me go too slow, move too fast. Pour your spirit out and anoint me afresh. I don't wanna hurt no one, don't wanna make a mess. I wanna be one with you. Yeah.
I wanna live in your truth. I wanna be a tree who can bear much fruit, and not a broken branch dressed in a three-piece suit. I wanna be a light for the world to see, that love and mercy flow through everything in me. And if I could sin while I'm on my way, I'll call out to you, confess my sins and say,
I strive for it every day. It's time to break chains. Suit up. Put on your full armor. God, YAT is signing on. We got to go get him. Oh, boy. The enemy is mad. He know we done cranked it back up. It's time to let him know we ain't playing with him no more. Guess what? We ain't playing. Here we come. Break chains with us, y'all. YAT Radio. Let's go.
Another homie feeling like the world coming down on me. Gotta pull together, I'ma push through. Gotta press on, that's what I'ma do. I'm a big strong-minded fella too. Face a big storm with a look anew. No life jacking in my nose running. It's just life practice, I'ma grow from it. If I lose weight and got no money, still I'm on top cause it's grace on me. My inheritance is bigger than anything I can spend in my name on it. Plus I'm blood-bought. Justified, salvation is the reason I'm alive. Salvation is the reason I'm arrived. It's God or nothing, baby, do or die. Nothing can fade me long as the inside. And I'm killing the flesh, call it suicide. So I'm earning my crown, earning my stripes. God got me some wings, one day I'ma fly. So no matter the test, no matter the trial, the valley, the hill, or the mountain climb, I'ma push through like that last rep on that bench press. Cause I got to and I'm on it. I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta bite down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said, oh, give it back to me, press down, and I want it. Shaking together, running down, and I want it. Gotta speak, believe, and receive it now, and I'm on it. Cause I want it.
Look. Necessary. Man, it's right here, so necessary. I do it all for my legacy. Create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up, it's not in my itinerary. Fight until they put me in a cemetery. I'm a visionary and I'm standing on the word like my feet on top of a dictionary. I need something that's beyond the commentary. Give me revelation, that's how I'ma stand. Without a spirit, I'm just a man. Like the walking dead, call it body bag. But I'm moving on and got a lot of gas. Staying strong like I'm Kali Muscle. Staying in his presence where the power at. Seeking what is will, it's on my knees and knuckles. He's the one I'm calling on. When I'm in trouble, let me give me power when I'm facing struggles. He was calling me a king when I was nothing. And he also see me clean when I was dead. And man, I hold it to him. You might not understand it, but I promise I hold it to him. And I'ma prove it through my life that God is ruler, man, I'm on it.
I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta bite down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said, oh, give it back to me, press down, and I want it. Shaking together, running down, and I want it. Gotta speak, believe, and receive it now, and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I want it. It's been too long to give up now, and I want it.
bite down, cause it's crunch time and I'm on it.
Yeah.
Cause I want it.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah.
You said, oh, give it back to me, press down and I want it.
Yeah.
Shaking together, running down and I want it.
Yeah.
Gotta speak, believe and receive it now and I'm on it.
Yeah.
Cause I want it.
Yeah. Necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary, necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary, necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary. I do it all for my legacy, create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up is not in my itinerary, 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 giving up is not in my itinerary. I'm a visionary and I'm standing on the word, I'm standing on the word, I'm standing on the word. There might be no type of a dictionary, giving up is not in my itinerary. Yeah. Resurrected. Resurrected. Brought to perfection. Resurrected. Yeah. I've been resurrected. Yeah. Yeah.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah, I see you. Standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like to talk about it. Well, I'ma talk about it.
I swear, and I grind. I use the tribe to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
That's what it is, homie. see you standing there messing with it, but Philippians 3 for me, baby. I'm pressing in. I'm working to see the Father. Let's look like him. Come on.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk
on YAT Radio.
Yep, that be us. God bless you. Peace and blessings to everyone out there. God bless you. God bless your prayer. All is well. It's my big brother, Dre Williams. Check him out at tightspots.net, tightspots.net. He does all that voiceover work. You need some commercials, whatever. But big brother, Dre Williams, tell him you heard on Breaking Chains. All right? I pray everything is good with you, man. Welcome to the show. It's Breaking Chains, special assignment podcast for this Monday. And I am Pastor Rod, and want to give shouts out to our overseer and our mentor, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp. God bless you, Pastor. And he's going to be coming to these airways here maybe tomorrow, coming back with History Talk and getting our history out there. And I pray that you are just open-minded to receive the truth. That's what we're all about here. You know what I'm saying? You heard the song I played at the beginning of the show. If you didn't, it was called Sinner by Drew Toney. G-O-N Records, God or Nothing, and Williams Music Group. But check it out. It just said, hey, you know, I'm a sinner. You know, God knows that we're sinners, but we stay by grace, his love and his mercy. So, you know, we have to make sure that we understand that and receive that. And here at Breaking Chains, we just want you to know it's nothing to attack anyone personally. We go after the enemy and you know, try to make sure that people get the understanding of the truth, the word. You know, the Apostle John say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word is God. The Bible that you read, no matter how man tries to alter it and try to get you to not believe or believe or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You have free will because God gave it to you. But you have to take it upon yourself to study to show yourself approved unto God. A work we need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. See, I don't have to get here on these microphones or anywhere and try to put up a facade about who I am to you anymore. You know, I hid from myself for a long time. I ran from my calling because of a lot of things that I experienced from my birth to where I am now in life. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that, you know, how do we allow those things to affect us and take place in our lives? So we talk about those things in our personal lives and how it's affecting you and things going on in your personal life and how it affects people around you and how it's affecting our society as a whole. We all guilty of what's going on in society today. It's not you are more guilty than me and I'm more guilty than you. We are all guilty of what is happening today, because we've all been disobedient to the Most High God. You understand what I'm saying? We've all failed the Most High God. You understand what I'm saying? We've all made Christ look as though, you know what I'm saying? Listen to me now. I want you to understand, because you know a lot of critics out there and a lot of naysayers, a lot of whatever you want to call yourself, knuckleheads. But you know, God, you know, Yahuwah, Yah, came to the earth in the flesh as his only begotten son. How can someone that knows no sin, never lies, doesn't have to repent, is clean and pure and righteous, how would he know to sin? So I ask you that, because if we start practicing righteousness, we will stop sinning too and get just like him. Because, see, listen, I heard my man, Mr. Dick Gregory, may he rest in peace, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of people out there didn't like it. And let me get back to my disclaimer, man, because I wanted to say that so bad. Listen, we're not here to attack anyone. We're not here to attack the church, because we are the church, but we're here to bring exposure and talk about issues that are affecting us. And we do it openly, and we do it respectably, okay? So whatever you saying about us over here, Breaking Chains, Pastor Rod, for sure, you know what I'm saying, visionary, the head of this ministry, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going to take it all anyway. So you know, you a lie and the truth ain't in you, okay? So let me get back to Mr. Dick Gregory. Mr. Dick Gregory says that, you know what I'm saying, you know, all this other stuff that you out here trying to achieve, big houses, big cars, all these degrees and all these titles, always talk about it. You got all of these titles in front of your name and alphabets behind your name, and you think that you all that. God's not impressed with that. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, Mr. Gregory said, you came in here clean into a sinful world, clean and righteous. Your main responsibility on earth is to get back to him clean and righteous. Huh? I love looking at his videos. You know, he'll talk to you. He said, are you stupid or something? Huh? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Huh? That's his thing. Huh? He want to make sure you hear. See, a lot of you out there now, you got a lot to say, but you ain't saying nothing. And a lot of people hear you, but they ain't listening because you ain't saying that. See, you don't want to listen to this over here because God says word is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It's going to rip you open. It's going to convict you. It's going to make you feel bad. It's going to make you get mad at the messenger. But don't get mad at me. It's God's word. See, we don't even know our purpose. We don't even know what our main assignment is and purpose for being here. You don't even know who you are and whose you are. And a lot of people do. If the shoe don't fit, don't wear it. Stop talking about who he think he talking to. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. So it's we break chains here. See, if I'm giving it to you, God gave it to me first. He gave it to me first. Do you know who you are, man? Do you know who you are, woman? You so busy around here talking about everybody else pointing the finger over here, but you know, sounding like, listen, I love to say this right here because you practice Charlie Brown teacher language. I don't even know them. Because you know what I'm saying? You just always got something to say. And you don't even know what your purpose is in life. You understand? God told you through the prophet Isaiah that the people whom I formed for myself, that they declare my praise. We're supposed to be praising his holy name all the time. We're supposed to be representing the kingdom of God all the time. We're supposed to be seeking ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness so that all things will be added to us all the time. He told us 1 Corinthians 10, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Is everything that we eating, drinking, doing, screwing, and all that kind of stuff all to the glory of God? No. No. Do you know what your purpose is? Are you on your assignment? See, you get mad when this kind of stuff talks. Listen. One thing about it is that, let me tell you something. I do a lot of talking to God and studying and paying attention to the things around us and what God has already said about it. You understand what I'm saying? We don't want to sit down and understand God's word. He say, knowledge and wisdom is wonderful. It's awesome. Get great. But all in our getting, get an understanding. Do you have an understanding of the revelation? You know what I'm saying? The revelation of John. What is he talking about? The book of Revelation. It's called the revelation of John. There was a revelation made to John. That all of that was God giving. The apostle. Listen now. Everything. The seven letters to the churches. Everything that is happening right now. Right before us. And you so busy doing everything else, smoking, partying, drinking. Hey, listen, you do what you do. I know about it. I know about the streets. I know about that side of the street and this side of the street over there, too. You understand what I'm saying? With the good and the light and the dark. You feel me? See, the thing about it is that where you are in life today in 2024, you need to know who you are and whose you are. See, we're so busy pointing the finger at our children, trying to find things to help our children. And listen, I applaud you. I'm striving to work that way to help our children too. Got things going on in Atlanta, you know, your programs, things going on to help our children. But you know what? We got to help the parents. Because there ain't no need helping the children and sending them back into that toxic environment of the parents. Whether it's a single mother going through hard times because that old daddy don't want to be a father. You hear me? got a lot of personal things going on between the mom and the daddy and the child catching it. Hell, I know about it. I said, hell, I know about it. See, people are ashamed to talk about it. People want to keep secrets. And secrets is what's destroying our homes, our families, and our communities. Past issues that you ain't never talked about. Angers and non-forgiveness. Listen, how in the, say, okay, how in the hell you think you going to heaven and you going straight to hell because you got all that hell in you? What do you mean I got hell in me? Who are down your mind that you stepped on their toes or disrespected and ain't never straightened that out? I'm going to go all the way to the family. People in your family divided. Got their own side. I don't deal with that piece. I don't deal with that person. I don't deal with that one. I don't deal with this one. You understand what I'm saying? Don't see them till somebody is ready to be laid to rest. And then if you bring it to their attention that, no, the one that we laying to rest was very upset about the way that the family is distant, the way that the family is non-communicating to each other. See, our young children don't know who they are and whose they are and what DNA runs and flows through their veins, because we as a family are not to connect the parts. We haven't connected the parts. See, the enemy wants the family separated, but listen. God gave us a commandment, and 10 of them to through Moses, and he gave us two of himself. But there were a lot of instructions. The word is all about instructions and how to conduct your life from all aspects of life, holistically. You understand math, science, physics, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? From your head to your toe. But God lets you know in Ecclesiastes that the end of the matter all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. He said the whole duty of man. Man, one man. That's your whole duty. Is to fear God and keep his commandments. You don't know your purpose. And the thing is, it's everywhere out here for us. He said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge because we reject the knowledge. If we reject the knowledge, that means that we reject the word. If we reject the word, that means we're rejecting God. So since we're going to reject God and turn our back on God, that means that our children are going to suffer. If you look in the streets, you look on the news, you look wherever, the morgue, the hospital, our children are dying in the streets. You think God playing with you? And then you get mad at God because punishment is taking place. Let me tell you something. As you as a parent, when your child disobeys you and just you let you one of them that little weak little P-A-N-B-A-N parents, you know what I'm saying? You let your child run the house. Huh, not up in here. The devil is a lie. You understand what I'm saying? But let me tell you something now. Let me say, he said, train up a child in the way he's going when he's older. He will not depart from it. Let me tell you something. If you training your child to sit down and smoke weed with you, drink with you, go in the back room and get him some or get her some and do whatever, dress however, and do and say it, boom, 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 what you think gonna happen? And when they show that disrespect to you, then you want to get ignorant. But it's cool when everything ain't cool. It's cool when they bringing some money home, some groceries home, and you know what I'm saying? He in school, but he's slinging dope, but it's all right with you because he paying the bills, and all right, you get to do what you do and who you do it with. But see, you don't want me to talk about that. You don't like that. You shouldn't, you on the wrong show. That's why a lot of people click in, click out, they be gone so fast. Ooh, I got the wrong one. Ooh, want to hear that? But let me tell you something. You better want to hear now the warning is going out all over the world, and you better want to hear now because when he come back and bring it to your attention, it's going to be too late. Over. Over. Let me tell you something. He put his Holy Spirit in us if we say we children of God. I know I am. So he say, are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? Huh? Your purpose sister to go out. You say, guess what? And St. Matthew, you took up the Great Commission. Oh, yeah, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Pastor say, anybody want to join the church? By letter, baptism, you know, you run up there, you join, and he tell you all you got to do is just confess that the Lord Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and you are saved for life. And then you ain't get all of it because you ain't get the full understanding because maybe you didn't go to new members class. Maybe you didn't get the information as a new member. Maybe you didn't have the classes that taught you about being saved and who you were being saved by and why you were saved and who are you to serve and who did you confess to? Who did you give your life to? Did you know that you made a sacrifice to God with your life? You understand what I'm saying? Oh, see you ain't understand. There's a process. I ain't just finna sit here and say I'm saved and I trust God and ain't nothing else I'm doing that shows it. I could go on about my free will, keep doing what I want to do. Yeah, you can, but there are consequences. Did they tell you that? See, we were created to be the man of God, to be complete, equipped for every good work. Man, we doing more bad and dirty and dark, evil things that God created us for. How in the hell we sitting around here thinking God pleased with us and we bringing all this hell to the earth he created for us? God said a person like that is a fool. Who he think he talking to? Click, they done turn me off. It's okay. God say all he want is one to return to him and all of heaven rejoice. Somebody's going to be touched by the word of God listening to this show. Because we step to the enemy. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Understand me now. It took me a long time to accept my identity. I knew who I was a long time ago. I was in awe about it. I was in amazement about it. I was like, woo, starstruck at the dreams I was having. I thank God for the Reverend Dr. Charles Arthur Tunstall Sr. because he was my pastor at that time. Young boy growing up in Mobile, Alabama at the oldest Baptist church in the state of Alabama. They say the oldest black Baptist church. Listen, the oldest Baptist church in the state of Alabama, the Stone Street Missionary Baptist Church, 311 Tunstall Street, Mobile, Alabama. That's where I grew up. But I used to go and talk to him and let him know and ask questions. And he told me, say, son, you know what I'm saying? God got a calling on your life. You know? And it's going to be scary at your age. And he said, just start reading the Bible. Start reading the Word. And my brothers and sisters, let me tell you, the Word has saved me up until this point in my life. And it's going to continue to save me for the rest of my life. And it's going to be with me through all eternity. Because you know why? Because guess what? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because I know he's with me. His rod, his staff, they comfort me. And guess what? He's preparing that table for me in the presence of my enemy. He gonna anoint my head with oil. My cup don't run over. But surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Guess what now? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You hear me? You hear me? Huh? Do you hear me? Huh? Huh? I ain't finna give up. Been waiting on it for so long. Hard as it is. Hard as it's been. He said, just keep the faith. All you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed. Wondering how the bills were going to get paid. How we going to keep the ministry going? God said, I got you. I'm going to provide a way out of no way. Night staying up crying and praying to him, Lord, Lord. How are we going to keep the media ministry of Breaking Chains? How are we going to keep the other side of the streets out there going and keep ministering to the people? How are we going to keep going? He say, you've been going this long, son. How many people done helped you all these years?
Don't depend on man, depend on me. He say, trust in me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, son. In all your ways, acknowledge me. In everything that you're going through, bring me in it. Because I'm there anyway. And I'm going to direct your path. You hear me? Because he let me know that in these last days, no matter how hard it's going to get, there's going to be people that's going to turn their back on you. They're going to leave you. No matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it is, they don't want no part of that. They want to come in and party and feast with you, but they don't want to work in the fields. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. It still is real today. You want to be all of these internet pastors and all of these kind of things, and you say that's all he is. He's just an internet pastor. I don't care what you say about me. I'm in the streets. I'm out there in the street. God said the church is the people. You got to take the church to the people. God's house is empty now because you done ran them away with all your hell you brought up in there. And you know it. So you sit in front of a camera or you sit out in the parking lot. You sit wherever, but you don't sanctify God's temple anymore, in his house, I should say, because we are the temple. Forgive me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I am the temple of God. We won't sanctify his house and get it back right and bring the Spirit of the Lord back in there. You want to just let man and his evil continue to run God's house? I'm going to say it again. You fool. God said that you're going to be lovers of yourself. And some Reverend Jackson would say, from the pulpit to the parking lot. From behind the closed doors where the corporate folks run America and this world. To the United States LLC on that block right there on that corner. And right there in Washington, D.C., where they all come together, because that's foreign territory. You ain't even know that. But see, tomorrow is primary elections 2024, and you going to vote people in that won't even tell you the truth about what's really going on. Look it up. Look it up. They gave you an extra day to celebrate Black History this year, huh? So you had 29 days in February. You were so excited. Let me tell you something. You could say Black History Month and call me African American, whatever. Yeah, I was born right here in America. I was. You understand what I'm saying? But my DNA and my lineage goes all the way back to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You hear what I say to you? And God is tired of you touching me. God is tired of you putting your hands and your mouth on his children. You hear me? See, we know our purpose. And I ask you when we start, do you know your purpose? Do you know what your assignment is? Do you know your identity? Do you know who you are and whose you are? You so busy all up in my business, you don't have a clue in who the hell you are. And I just said it. Hell is who you are. You sitting there skinning and grinning in somebody's face and thinking they ain't looking through you like they looking out the window. You hear people say, you got me once. Shame on you, but give me twice. Shame on. I don't even know the cliche, so that goes to show you I don't use them. Because you know what I'm saying? I'm striving to let God get you, period. Because when I was just old, plain old, crazy little young high rod, step if you want to. Me and my folk gonna dance with you. I was a DJ. I had music every day. We gonna put some music on for you. And I ain't play the radio. I still don't play the radio. I play just the spirit of the Lord within me. When he tell me to turn it on, I'm gonna listen to all of that gospel music. I love that gospel rap, though, for real. But listen, let me tell you something. See, it's time to stop playing with you. It's time to let you know enough is enough. See, ain't nobody got to get all riled up. See, we got our young folks thinking all they got to do is fight, shoot, and kill to get out of a situation. They don't know the greatest sword in all creation is the word of God. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to tell you that, you know what I'm saying? Listen, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you might get that look. You might get gone, man. Yeah, yo, man. Well, who are you talking to? Yeah, you know, I'm guilty. I can hold myself accountable. But I ain't finna let you be disrespectful. Those days out, and he told us those things coming in the last days. Because you lovers of yourself. You lovers of money. See, people say money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. Money got to pay the bills. Back in the day, you had coins and silver and gold and everything, and you know what I'm saying? You got money, and this American money ain't even worth the papers printed on. But you know, the thing about it is that we shouldn't even be paying taxes on nothing we spend with the money that we got, because government can print money at any time. So how in the hell government gonna have debt and you can print the money when you want to? And how in the hell you gonna charge the people for the money that you print, and then, you know what I'm saying, and then tax on everything? And you shouldn't be able to tax people, because we're the ones that got doggone pay your bills. We're the ones that keep the government running. We're the ones that keep the economy going. How in the hell you keep taxing us? And the people out there, why in the hell you so stupid to keep allowing them to do it? It's time to speak up and say enough is enough. You got all these politicians that you about to go out tomorrow and vote for, and they don't even tell you the truth. They stealing money. They going to building bunkers underground, and folks talking about all he into that, he say, she say, and all that stuff ain't real conspiracy. All that, man, you can call it what you want to. You better pay attention to what the evil is doing. They ain't scared of you no more. They ain't ashamed to tell you that they the devil. They ain't ashamed to tell you that they serve the darkness. They ain't ashamed to tell you that they gonna take your money. You understand what I'm saying? They trying to shut the base down and put us all this digital currency. Want to tell you when and where and how and who, what, that, bop, bop. Let me tell you something. My mom and dad raised me a long time ago. You understand? They ain't finna raise me again. The only time I'm going to be raised up again is when God calls me up. I'm out of the dead if I ain't already still living when he comes back and I join him in his glory. You dictate how and when and where somebody do something. You've been robbing the American people long enough. And then we got to go in tomorrow and vote you back up in there. You keep letting these same old redneck evil folks go back in the office. I don't care what you say. If you show an evil spirit and speak it, God gone at you evil. Whatever's in a man's heart, so he gonna say it, speak it, and show it. Look at him. You sitting here agreeing with all these evil spirits and your whole country, this US of A LLC that they running and got all these foreigners coming in. Let me tell you something, I ain't got nothing against man, but you know what's going on. They setting us up for the fail, robbing us every day. And people scared to stand up and say something, tucking their tail, men tucking their nuts like being women. And we got your women out here, got to hold the bell and carry the load, trying to be man, mama and daddy. You send back. But let me tell you something, you ain't got to let them take control of your life. You ain't got to go to their prisons. Listen, I come from music and radio and entertainment. Let me tell you something. Hip-hop was one thing, but when gangster rap came in, it was for one purpose, and it's still the same way. You just don't want to call it gangster rap today. But it's to deteriorate the mindset of our young people. To let them know that they ain't got no hope in the future and nothing else but music, murder, dope, drugs, and women and sex. And we as leaders of Black America, men and women of America, period, of this world, who call themselves children of God, you ought to be ashamed of yourself and not being on the microphone with me talking about it. You should be screaming it from the mountaintop. That God says, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. We need to let them know that God said, I ain't having the plan to harm you at all. You doing that on yourself. We need to let them know. It ain't God doing it. We doing it to ourselves. If you take a look in the mirror, you'll see your biggest enemy. Go look in the mirror right now. You see you. That's your biggest enemy. Nobody got nothing against you, but unless you brought it to them. Nobody was raised perfect. God said everybody falls short of the glory. Every last one of us. Ain't none of us perfect. I don't care who they are. Your bishop, your apostle, whatever his title, her title is. They ain't perfect. It ain't sinless. God said somebody come up to you and tell you they sinless, they ain't got no sin. You tell them, guess what? You are lying. The truth ain't in you. You liar. Nobody playing with you, man. God told you to let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said it again. You out here praising man. Lifting up man. Praising this old evil Satan darkness. You fool. For a dollar? You sold your soul? You going straight to hell and you think that's cool. That's cool while you walk in the earth. You know what I'm saying? Rejecting God, denying God. You know what I'm saying? Wearing this and wearing that and doing your rituals underground, in the ground, doing this behind clothes. All this craziness you doing. And you think it's cool? Ain't no coming from hell, fool. Ain't no sleeping in hell for you, fool. Pain and agony, gnashing of teeth. Sulfur smelling flesh burning all the time, fool. Let me tell you something. See, let me tell you something. I'm giving God glory. I'm giving Yah honor, praise, and thanks. Because he saved a fool like me and brought me into his marvelous light, into his royal priesthood family. Brought me back home. So I know I'm giving him glory and honor and thanks and praise. So guess what? Guess what? And I'm praising the one seated on the throne and the revelation of John. And guess what he says? If you're giving that to the one seated on the throne who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne saying, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory, honor, and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Listen, it says, and whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to God, that happens every time. They stand on their knees tonight as we break chains. Hallelujah. Woo. Let me tell you something. One thing that we got to remember, the Apostle Paul told us in Ephesians. He said, in him we have attained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to praise of his glory. Huh? Huh? You hear that? We obtain an inheritance. Heirs to the kingdom, joint heirs to the throne. My what? But I tell you, my daddy, rest in peace, daddy. I love you, miss you, man. Listen, he told me Romans 8:28 all my life. You know what I'm saying? He used to tell me, study, remember this, study this verse. Remember this, son. Because I used to talk to my daddy about my dreams and my passions and things I wanted to do to help people and community when I was young. You know what I'm saying? My daddy used to take me every weekend, you know, when he was off, he worked in radio. You know, we come from radio background. But on the weekend, we would go to the down in Mobile on the service road. They had a Winnebago shop company that sold camels and Winnebagos. And my dad knew the man that owned it, right? So we would go there every Saturday and get a Winnebago. You understand? And ride around, like test drive it. But, you know, I would ride with my dad and go just ride, not too far, just ride around, just test drive it. And, you know, just go and walk through it and just admire. And then my goddad, who, you know, he rest in peace as well, who used to own the Mardi Gras Club in Mobile, Alabama, he had a big Winnebago. And he used to keep it parked on the side because, you know, he ran his club. It's a very active and busy club. Used to be a lot of big stars back in the day come through. So, you know, me and my sister, you know, we loved it, you know. And then, you know, sometimes we used to get to go and spend the night, you know, in the Winnebago on the weekends while he was working. We'd be in the Winnebago. But there was a guy named Hondu. We called him Hondu. And Hondu worked at the club. But Hondu watched us, kept over us, you know what I'm saying? Because we worked at the club after we got out of school through the week. That was our job. We'd go clean up, wash the dishes and everything, right? But on the weekends, Hondu would come out, bring us food and everything, check on us while the club was open. You know, security guards stood right there on the end. Nobody can, you know, it was cool. But why did I say that? I said all that to say this. We have to remember that for those who love God, all things work together for good, who are called according to his purpose. Did you hear what I said? Romans 8:28. The Apostle Paul said to us, we know we don't think, it's a possibility. It says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. See, people look at where you are, where your money, how much money you got in the bank, what kind of car you're driving to determine if you are rich, wealthy, and whatever. What people don't understand is that God is looking at a man's heart. Care less about the outer. What he cares about the outer, it comes from the, you know what I'm saying, the heart. Your outer is going to show what's in your heart. You love God, you're going to show it. You love God, you're going to show it. I say show it. Love is an action. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should have eternal life. Did you hear what I said? That's an action. People say, I love you, man. I don't want to hear that. You don't love me. You might like me. You don't probably don't even like me. You just lying. But love is action. Show me. If I'm absent and you ain't heard me, seen me, what makes you not call or check on me? So you know what I'm saying? God talks about stuff like that. Are we willing to listen? If people don't receive who you are and receive the spirit of the Lord that's upon you, in you, around you, with you, you understand what I'm saying? You take up everything, God's spirit, and you get away from them. Dust your feet off. Be gone. People don't like that. People don't understand it because they don't know God's word. They don't understand his word. God is strict about his word. He's strict about you following him. Lay down everything, but pick up your cross and follow me. That's all he wants us to do. You hear me? Yeah, do that later. Computer won't do his own thing. Listen, man, I'm serious. It's time to get with it. Drew Tony tells you it's G-O-N. It's God or nothing. God say either you hot or cold, lukewarm, I spit out my mouth. Too many of y'all lukewarm. God done spit you out. And you done gave up on trying to get back. You still breathing. You got another opportunity to repent. See, we ask for forgiveness every night. But are you going to repent of that sin and walk away and don't never go back to it? Trials and tribulations going to come. Temptation going to be there. Distractions going to be there. The devil is walking to and fro on the earth, looking who he can kill, seek, kill, and destroy. That's him. He want to ruin your life. But God gave us the power and authority to tread over serpents and scorpions. You understand what I'm saying? And to reject all the power of the enemy. We have a reason to have no fear. Fear not. The Lord God took care of everything on Calvary. When he died on the cross. And the funny part about it is because darkness thought that they had won. They thought they was victorious. But he got up. How you gonna keep the living God down? He had to be killed for us. Because there would be no salvation if it wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't be here today. You better think about it. You so busy doing and keeping and trying and hurting everybody else, you hurting yourself the worst. You hurting yourself the most. You killing your soul, putting yourself straight to hell. Shine and wake up. Do you know your purpose? You better get with it. 858-357-9137. We breaking chains, man. I ain't playing with you. Ain't no more playing around, man. Stop playing with me.
G-G-O-O-N-N.
Let's go.
G-G-O-O-N-N.
You know what time it is.
Caught up in the world of sin,
yeah.
Posting on the block just to make a knot, making money bad, then you flip a bird again,
yeah.
Man, we need to start these evil ways,
yeah.
And get away from the devil play,
yeah.
But first we need to stop, recognize what we're doing, repeat the sins that can be today,
yeah.
Don't let another day pass you by,
no.
Cause another day, man, I pass you by,
no.
Ain't gon' lie, but the light be gon' be on the front row with a fresh suit inside,
yeah.
To the flesh, man, we need to die. Kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day. Every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he's feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell it drugs. Take a penitentiary chances, money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your way. People screaming all your real up on the reason, and then you gon' burn on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that this world in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers can be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'm always behind for a friend. And that's what you do when you've been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Sit in room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon. I'm telling you, it won't be long in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone, so who's on the Lord's side? I better with the sword that gone, not that holy water gone, not that holy water cleansed by the divine fire. No doubt that I'm sold out. There's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live right.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
All right. Stanley, God bless. Hey, man, welcome back to the show. Stepping into this second hour, man. I tell you, I was going to sign off. I said I was only going to do a few minutes, hang out with you for a second, man, get it off my chest, what God gave me to get to you. And listen, just go in, break some chains. You know, the enemy needs to understand that you're a child of God. He knows, but he needs to understand. God says, no, like he didn't get to understand. He needs to understand. Because, see, one thing about it is that you can say one thing but show something totally different. See, but when you say it and you show it and you live in it and you striving to be the best that God wants you to be every day, oh, yeah, yeah. Because, see, he recognizes it now. Because, see, you're giving honor, glory, and praise to the Father God, Yah. You know what I'm saying? To our Savior, Yahshua, his son. You know what I'm saying? Letting him know that you feel with his Holy Spirit. You hear me? You hear me? So see, if you ain't serving and praising and honoring and glorifying Yah, he ain't studying you. The enemy ain't studying you. You do hear me, right? Because see, listen, let me tell you something. He knows who you are. But he got you held up. He got you at a stop sign. He got you in a traffic jam. He back in the day, I was hot rod, the afternoon traffic jammer, right? See, I was jamming, traffic jamming you with that music while you were stuck out there. See, right now, while you stuck out there, I'm jamming you with God's word. You feel me? I'm sprinkling this salt on you. Salt brings flavor to food, right? Salt, it's salt. But guess what now? Guess what? If that salt ain't no good, you understand? He said, just trampling on the road out there. You know what I'm saying? Just throw it away. Ain't good for nothing, because when salt up there in the cold season, if you ain't got the right salt on the melt, it ain't no good no more. It won't serve no purpose. See, when you say that you're a Christian, but your light ain't on and you ain't representing the kingdom by being representing the light in the earth, of representing the light in the earth, being a representative of the light, you serve no purpose. See, when you're making noise and see right here, see, when I say making noise, see, that's he too radical, he too confrontational, you know, his delivery. You too doggone worried about my delivery and ain't worried about delivering people to Christ so their souls can be saved, huh? You worried about how I'm saying it to you instead of how God gonna do it to you, huh? Huh? Did you hear what I said, huh? You worried about how I'm saying it to you, then worried about how God gonna do it to you when he tell you, depart from me. I never knew you. You worker of iniquity. And your crazy, foolish self going straight to hell, fool. But you worried about how I'm saying it to you. If I ain't love you, I could care less where you go. But I love you. God said he even love my enemy. Even you ones that's listening right now that stabbed me in my back. Them took stuff that God gave me and you took it and flipped it and went out and stole it and used it for your own personal gain. You think we don't know? It's all good. Do you. But we gonna do God's work around here. You heard me? You say he ain't one, he ain't no real pastor. Listen, let me tell you something. I got to get personal with you for a second. Because, see, I got to let you know that I know who I am. I been knew who I was, but I was too ashamed and afraid to walk in it because I didn't have the support that I needed to stand strong in it. You know, when you young and you chosen, you called and you know you been called, what you supposed to do? Folks think you're crazy when you start talking about the Lord. Folks think you're crazy when you're saying that you had a vision. Folks think you're crazy when you say you had a dream. Folks think you're crazy when you start prophesying what's finna go down. You understand what I'm saying? But they get quiet and don't want to be around you no more because when it came to pass. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You ain't hear me? See, I ran for a long time. I always say this. It's like road running coyote. I ain't get far. But I attempted. When I was in them streets, I was attempting to get away.
But let me tell you something. Been there, done that, seen that, heard that. Don't play no games. Be 100. Be straightforward. That's what season it is now. We won't have no more BS seasons no more, y'all. What's BS? Is he cussing? Yeah, I said BS. You know what that is. Your day's over. I'm talking about in the earth, period. I'm serious. It's been shut down. You ain't even know it. That army that's out there lurking that you don't even see, they coming to scoop you up. And a lot of the ones that know it, that's why they running and hiding. You don't see them no more. Think about it. From politicians to big timers in the movie industry, music industry, all these billionaires and got all this money that they just stole from the people, manipulated to the people, deceived the people, lied to the people. Yeah, them fools. You don't see them no more, do you? A lot of them hiding, running, because they done lied and deceived. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? But you get mad at me because I'm talking about it. I'm trying to bring my brothers and sisters. Listen, let me tell you something. Even you fools out there still my brothers and sisters because God created all of us. But here's the difference. There was a separation that came. You said that ain't no such thing as a man that came from earth through a virgin and all. Yeah, that ain't real. And you got lost out there. I pray you find the light. Long as you still breathe. Because it's the people that shut their eyes still went to sleep dark. And when they wake up again, they're going to be burning for all eternity. Because, see, you don't believe in that. Let me tell you how much of a fool you are. You don't believe that there's a real, true, living God. But you will believe Hollywood making everything out there for you to believe. And you believe it. You will believe, let me tell you, they say I'm going to get in trouble. You will believe this space expedition that goes on and say that we landed here and we did this and we did that. But you don't believe God's word when he said that the earth is flat and we had the four corners of the earth. If God say four corners of the earth, how in the hell could something be a ball? Huh? See, you mad. See, they make it look like a ball to you because of the firmament that God puts around it to protect us. But you won't even do your own studying and researching. You just get mad at me because I said it. You get mad at me because I tell you that we ain't supposed to be paying taxes. We supposed to have free medical meds and everything. But meds ain't even supposed to be coming from no man that call himself a doctor, this name and that name. All you are pharmaceutical quacks and Dr. Quack this and Dr. Quack that. All y'all done touch me too. But I told my daddy on you. And he ain't pleased for you touching on me like that. I'm just letting you know. God said that he gave us the plants, the herbs, and the fruits. And we've been stuck on all this poison, and they poison us worse every day. Keeping us confined. Got an agenda, 2030 agenda, and you won't even go read it. Got their new world order coming in. They one religion, they one government, they one digital currency, the mark of the beast. Isn't God's word? But he don't know what he's talking about. And it's coming to pass and you know it. You can turn on your TV right now and see it. You probably gonna look in the mirror and see it in your own self. They're telling you to take this medication because you got diabetes, but it'll help you to lose that weight. You're around here looking like a doggone. Shut up, man. Let me tell you something. Say what you want to say about me. It don't matter. I don't care. But let me tell you something. I know that nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh
For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. The Apostle Paul told us that in Romans. Without him, I am nothing. But with him, I can do all things. You understand? He kept me here, raised me up from that miry clay, that dirt, so that he may get the glory. And his name be proclaimed in all the earth. Understand that. He told us in St. Matthew to take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So capture your identity, my brothers. Capture your identity, my sisters. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The plan was already laid out. He already told you before I formed you. In the womb I knew you, and before you were born I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Get on your assignment and spread the good news of the gospel. We have a purpose, an assignment. That's why he created us in his image, his own likeness. Understand that. And remember what he said. For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in his Son, Yahshua, our Lord. Because we all have fallen short of the glory of God and sinned, all of us. Who is Yahshua? Those old pagan, evil hypocrites say his name is Jesus. And they gave us the picture. You got to do the research. Who is that? Was it Alexander the Great? Was it his son who they used? It's just a lot of lies, man. You got to study, man. You got to study. We've been deceived. We've been lied. Brother Malcolm said we've been bamboozled, hoodwinked. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. And hell is still on us. Because you won't even lift it up, brother. Too busy holding your brother down, you old filthy, dirty crab. You know what a crab do, right? You put a bunch of crabs in the bucket. I'm talking about you go down there and go crab and put some bunch of live crabs in the bucket. He going to be pulling this boy down to get him back. You ain't getting out either. You dirty crab. God told me about you. Proud and arrogant, abusive, disobedient, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, no controlling, brutal, not no love, and you treacherous, reckless, swollen, would conceive lover of pleasure rather than lover of my father, old dirty, no good, foolish crab. I added some of that, but read 2 Timothy. You better be looking for those scoffers. He said they will come and they hear, following after their own sinful desires. Let me tell you something. You stay strong in the Lord. Because in these last days, there come times of difficulty, he told us. He told us that. Ah, my God. But we know he going to come like a thief in the night. But we all right. We all right. Because we follow after the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. And we know no one gets to the Father except going through him. And his name is Yahshua. Hallelujah. See, it's something we say I know his real name, but you still call him by his fake name. See, people get mad when you talk about that. But that's the English version. The English version is the pagan name. The Antichrist gave him that name when they rewrote not the Antichrist, but the false prophets. The Pope, the Pope and King James got together, bumped themselves and got together, had a party and, had their fun and then all of a sudden they had to change the things in the Bible to make it seem like slavery was good and it's okay and, all these great things, over here, they wanted to make sure that they kept that homosexuality spirit going, even from Sodom and Gomorrah, it's still been going on, you don't think that that's going to happen again? Oh man, come on, you ain't got to like me. It don't matter. God says Adam and Eve. Steve and Steve can't make no baby, and Eve and Eve can't make no baby, and Adam can't make a baby. You feel me? You can go adopt one all you want and do whatever you want. But let me tell you something. We got to get back to the real, man. You either going to be liked for the truth or you just going to... Listen. You're going to be liked for the truth or hated for the truth. But just bring the truth. And the truth is the word of God. Period. All of us are guilty. No matter what they say about you, no matter what they say about me, we all fall short of the glory and have sin, period. But we all were saved by grace. Salvation is upon those who believe and trust in him. Eternal life is with those who believe and trust in him. Yahshua, the Son, who is the Father in the flesh. Get an understanding, man. Don't forget to get out and vote. Vote. You understand? But stop waiting until election day to start doing your research. Well, I know who that is, so I'm going to vote. But find out who you're voting for. We have to start bringing some serious things to the table. They already know who they're going to want for president come election day. The Electoral College. You understand? All this kind of craziness they put up. They already know who they're going to have as the president of the United States of America, LLC. That's their corporation. They know who's going to be the president of the corporation. It takes us to get down, sit down, spend some time studying and reading about the laws of the country that you live in. You understand, the ones that have put in the laws, the ones that keep evil idol god laws into place. Why do I speak like that? How do I know that? Listen, man, I'm a black man. Their constitution says that I'm 3/4 of a human. So why would your constitution have anything to do with me? Your constitution says all men are created equal, but you say I'm 3/4 of a human. And God said, let us make man, not 3/4 of a man. God didn't say, I'm going to make man out of a baboon or a gorilla. I'm not going to make man out of a space explosion. You understand what I'm saying? He didn't even make man out of mud. He formed man out of the dust of the earth and blew his breath into his nostrils, fool. And he made that woman, you, sister, from my rib. Come on. What's wrong? You take that too serious. You get too serious. You take it too personal. How in the hell you don't take it personal? The world you live in. The country you live in, you getting bamboozled and hoodwinked too. I don't care what color your skin is. God see one.
You separated us. You destroyed us. You brought racism here. You brought bigotry here. Being a bigot. Hate it. How you gonna come get the most intelligent, unique, powerful? Man, come on, I go on and on and on about me and my ancestors. We all come from the bronze skin, from the black man and the black woman. Every last one of them walking on the earth. I don't care what color your skin is. Ain't no such thing as no white man, white woman. He just don't have no more melanin in his body. Why he try to go sit in the sun? Then he put on sunscreen, try to block it. What are you doing? And then you trying to look like me, but my folks over here trying to look like you. What in the hell going on? Everybody confused. Got all young black men around here with the pants hanging off the butts. Got the butts all out. If they go back in history, they'll know that they used that against our ancestors. Let them know that they was all right to go. They say he's a homosexual. Go take his butt. What? What if that was going on again today? You just put, you guess what? You put up on the auction block. You don't even know it. They get mad because I say they got our sisters got them on internet and all that. Listen, I've been on them internet sites and all that, man. All of them seeing all your sisters and our brothers doing all kind of crazy things, man. We sell our soul. We get butt naked for a dollar. Get butt naked for a dollar. You hear me? Make me think about back in my old radio days when Two Live Crew was out. Hey, pop that. Hey, pop that. That's, you know what I'm saying? We still popping it. For a dollar. You understand? We won't use our intelligence. They like they stole it from us. Like they got us in an awe. How in the hell they got you in awe and every creation, everything that they got, everything that there's on this earth right here come from your brains. Come from your inventions and your intelligence. And you let them tell you you ain't nothing? And you around here treat me like I ain't nothing and I'm the same. I look just like you. Because you mad at me. You slinging dope every day. Hell, I done did it too. Why am I acting like this, talking like this tonight, man? Because you out here playing games. You out here using God's pulpit to make your money, get your book sold and all this kind of stuff. But you ain't using it to save souls. You only in there on one day out of the week. You understand? That's the wrong day, Sunday morning. The Sabbath day is Saturday. Even if you look on the white man calendar, I just say the white man, didn't I? I just call him evil all out. Listen, you look on that calendar right there, you don't even see that old dummy put on there the first day of the week is Sunday. So if the first day of the week is Sunday, the last day of the week is the 7 day, that got to be sad, fool. Ooh, pastor just cutting up tonight, calling people dummies and fools and everything, cussing and everything. You can say what you want to say, man. I'm coming at you hard because I love you, man. It's time for you to say enough is enough and speak up and speak out. Stop letting people take advantage of you. Learn who you are and whose you are. Learn your power and your identity. Speak up and speak out. Stop letting people tell you who you are. Everybody that you're going to vote for tomorrow work for you. As long as you're a working, paid tax paying person. Listen, let me tell you something. You got a Social Security number? Well, hell, they work for you. Start holding these fools accountable because they are foolish in what they're doing. You don't want to talk about the truth. They doing things, making laws, passing this and passing that, and you don't even know about it. So just time out for all that nonsense. And tell them you heard it here on Break of Chains, and Pastor Rod told you to tell them about it. It's time for you to stand up, y'all. If we just stop spending money for 30 days, I've been asking y'all to do this for the longest. If you just go to the store and buy up supplies for 2 months, actually buy up for 90 days worth of supplies. Buy 90 days worth of supplies, but we ain't going to do nothing for 30 days. We ain't going to. Let me listen to me now. Listen to me. If we do this in unison and in unity together, you're going to talk to somebody, they're going to fire me, they ain't going to do this, they're going to cut out my... Let me tell you something. If we all just stop for 30 days and do nothing, We got 90 days worth of stuff supplied up at the crib. Bills paid for 90 days. You ain't got to go. You got food. You ain't got to go nowhere. I don't want you to leave the house. You heard me? For 30 days, we ain't going to do nothing. We ain't going to their jobs. We ain't doing nothing until they come talk to Pastor Rod. You heard what I said? They going to come talk to me, and we going to talk about how they need to pay us our reparations. See, you don't want to bring that up to them no more. See, there was a time when slavery was abolished, but slavery kept going. See, when you abolish slavery and all them years you kept it going, I want my money. And not only that, from 1776 on, you understand what I'm saying? This was a republic country that you formed. You formed. Your crook great-great-granddaddies, whatever they was to you. Wasn't supposed to be no taxes paid. Supposed to have free mail. Everything's supposed to be boom to the people. We don't want to talk about that, do you? Billions of dollars is going to Ukraine and all different countries overseas. Billions. Man, if you just give doggone, I keep saying this, $100,000 to every citizen that is of age, we can turn this whole world around. But you got agenda. You got a plan. And it has nothing to do with God's plan. So I tell you now, and I'm sending out the warning, God's army is coming to get you. And you hear them right now. They coming down your street. They coming to your house. They coming to your job. They coming wherever you are. They coming to get you, your children, your family. They coming to get all of you unless you repent and bow down to him right now and surrender. But he coming. He's already sent them out. There's no stopping them, but you got an opportunity to get it right. I pray that you get on the right side. It's either God or nothing, because if it's nothing, I pity the fool. Mr. T said, I pity the fool. I don't pity you, because if you deceiving and lying and manipulating and stealing from the people, you deserve to go to hell. And God is on his way. His army is preparing the way for him right now, cleaning it up. It got to clean up the filth before the good can come on in, before the righteous one can come back purified. And see, let me tell you something now. Let me tell you something. This army right here don't have the power to judge. Got a heaven and hell to put you in. It's just a warning. It's just a warning to alert you. The king is coming. The king is coming. The king is coming. Get yourself in order. Get yourself in order. Get on point, my brothers. Get on point, my sisters. You're hating too hard. Ain't no returning from hell. Breaking chains. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for being present tonight through your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your son, Yahshua. Father God, Yah, we just thank you for all things that you're doing in the ministry. We thank you that, Father God, that something was broken tonight. Some chains were broken in somebody's life. Whether they're listening live, they're going to listen to it later. Father God, just intervene. Turn it around. Let your presence be known. Let your presence be felt. Father God, we thank you. Continue to enlarge our territory. Oh, bless us indeed. Father God, we just lift up Breaking Chains, Sacred Words, Young Adults Talk, the Williams Group. Oh, Father God, we lift it all up to you, Father God, our families, Lord God. Father God, y'all continue to heal us and cover us and keep us. Dispatch your angels to us all over, to near and far. Wherever we are, Lord God, thank you for protecting us and keeping us. We lay down before you at your throne. We say thank you. We honor, glorify, and praise you. In the name of your son, Yahshua HaMashiach, we praise you and say we love you, glorify you, and amen. God bless you, man. I tell you, I enjoyed you. Pray that something was said that you enjoyed. You better get on point. Ain't no more playing with you. God is real. God is serious. And it's my season. You better claim it as your season. YAT Radio. Break.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think. You understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that. You understand?
work if I love. Yeah. And I love the fact that he saved me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on this direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it round like a necklace. Yeah. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me, and it's going down like lights, camera, action. But this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. In your city, from town to town, I need everybody to get with it. All the walls we done built, time to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together, like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving for better, and what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference, and to everybody that listening, you need to do your own part of bitching, and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking, let's do this. Looking around like what's the next move here. Just follow me and I'm gone, boy. Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. So he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still I can be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. Unless the evil spark, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who said represent the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. No flesh here, yeah. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah. Yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand, and it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building is in the heart where the church is, yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it, cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the juice on me, I got his glory.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.